Next patient is Francis McCabe. That's FRANCES, Francis. Francis McCabe. MCCABE. The date of call station was 4/2/24. Date of birth is 3/12/53. Please make a copy for Dr. Alfonso McCollum. That's MCCOLLUM. McCollum. Alfonso. Alfonso is ALFONCA. Alfonso. McCollum, MD. Next paragraph. Dear Alfonso, thank you for sending Francis McCabe for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 71-year-old female who was recently in the hospital with a history of pulmonary embolism, has previously been on anticoagulation with Eliquis, and this was discontinued due to GI bleeding. The patient had a the patient had been admitted to the hospital with progressive shortness of breath, chest tightness, and a CT chest showed bilateral pulmonary emboli with a moderate clot burden and patchy ground glass peripheral infiltrates. The Doppler of the lower extremity showed non-occlusive DVT in the right popliteal and common femoral veins. The patient was anticoagulated and has been placed on Eliquis 10 milligrams BID to be tapered to 5 milligrams BID. And she is presently stable and on home oxygen at 2 liters nasal cannula, maintaining SATs over 93%. She has no chest pains or shortness of breath at rest, and denies some apoptosis, fevers, or chills. The next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history has included history of hypertension and atrial fibrillation, chronic history of C-sections, and history for pneumonia. The patient also said next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies were listed. Next paragraph. Habits the patient smoked for for approximately 9 years, less than a pack per day. And drinks alcohol moderately. Next, paragraph, family history. Father died of lung cancer. Mother died of heart disease. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has had some weight loss, no fever, but has fatigue. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleed. And denies urinary frequency or dysuria. She has shortness of breath, mild hemoptysis, and wheezing. Denies abdominal pains, nausea, vomiting, or GI bleed. Denies jaw pain or calf muscle pains, but has leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. She has no joint pains or muscle aches. Denies seizures, headaches, or memory loss. And no skin rash. Next. Medalist included Eliquis, 5 milligrams BID, Coric, 12.5 milligrams BID, Bupropion, 150 milligrams daily, Lisinopril, 20 milligrams daily, and Lasix, 40 milligrams daily, and Advair, 250 by 50 micrograms, one puff BID. And Ventolin inhaler, two puffs PRN. Next, paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female who's alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure is 130 by 70, pulse is 94, respiration is 20, temps 97.6, weight is 170, saturation 96, and the patient is on 2 liters O2. HEND anomalous, pupils are reactive, sclera were clear, throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Next supplement, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and bed sounds diminished to the periphery. And no wheezes or crackles on either side. Heart, the answers are irregular, S1 and S2, with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds are active. Extremities reveal mild ankle edema. Decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes are 1 plus with nerve growths, motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin and all agents observed. Next paragraph. Impression number 1. Bilateral pulmonary emboli. Number 2. DVT. Right lower extremity. Number 3 is history of chronic atrial fibrillation. Number 4 is hypertension. And number 5, history of pneumonia. Next paragraph. The patient has been advised to continue the Eliquis 5 milligrams BID. She will use Advair disc 250 by 50, one puff twice daily. And advise to get a CT of the chest. In 6 weeks. The patient has been continued on O2 at 2 liters nasal cannula at night, and as needed during the day. And a complete PFT will be done with bronchodilator studies. And a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Alfonso McCollum, M-C-C-O-L-L-U-M, McCollum Alfonso, M-D. Alfonso McCollum, M-D. Copy for him, please. Can you please add in the med list? Med list also included amoxicillin, 875 milligrams BID for 5 days, and prednisone, 20 milligrams daily for 5 days. Please add that in the med list, please. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.